Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The account of each king ends substantially the same way. As it is recorded of Jotham, quote, "Now the rest of the acts of Jotham, and all his wars and his ways, indeed they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. So Jotham rested with his fathers." 2 Chronicles 27, verses 7 and 9. From our perspective, it's helpful to distinguish the twofold destination of the believer. There is to be revealed a coming kingdom. At present, we're training for reigning in that kingdom. Three parables refer to this tutelage: the pounds and common responsibility, Luke 19, verses 11 to 28, the pennies and differing opportunity, Matthew 20, verses 1 to 16, and the talents and varying ability, Matthew 25, verses 14 to 30. These point us to the judgment seat of Christ. Our sins will not be judged there. They are under the blood. But, quote, "the fire will test each one's work," 1 Corinthians 3:13. As we notice with these royal records, God is a meticulous bookkeeper. Every tear is recorded, including the reason for it. Everyone who gives a cup of cold water, quote, "will by no means lose his reward," Mark 9:41. The fire will be a mercy, burning up anything done for selfish motives. But the records of these kings not only include their, quote, "acts," but also the fact that they, quote, "rested." At this point in God's progressive revelation, they seem to know little of the afterlife, but the New Testament fills in many details. Notice, however, the same wording is used. Quote, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on, that they may rest from their labors, and their works follow them." Revelation 14:13. Because the other destination is the Father's house. There our reception is not based on responsibilities, but on relationship. With joy, the Savior will declare, quote, "Here am I, and the children whom God has given me." Hebrews 2:13. Home at last.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.